Well, bless the Lord. Good morning. This is Minister Leonard Lucas III. You're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3. Today is Wednesday, July 19th. We thank God for your life and what he's doing in this season. I'm telling you, you need to get ready for this ride because I'm believing that God is getting ready to do some miraculous things. I want you to understand the purpose of a test. How many of you know every day we go through some type of test or God speak to us some type of way? There's some type of assignment that he wants from us or some type of task that we have to go through. And I know sometimes we look at the test and we try to question God to see why we're going through this certain problem, why we're going through this certain sack of circumstance. Why is this happening to my family? Why is this happening in my life at a certain time? God, why is this process or this pain that I'm going through or I'm experiencing, why is it happening at this certain time in my life? How many of you know that sometimes when everything is going great in your life, God sends a situation or a test in your life to see if you can overcome it so that you can move into the next level of your assignment? It could be something that happens for as a family member passing away, or God moving in your family for us, your husband is cheating on you, or all kind of different situations could happen. But how many of you know that sometimes when test comes into your life, it is used so that you can be the vessel to teach other people how to come out of their own situation? So what you have to really understand is that as you go through a certain test or as you go through a certain trial or struggle or a circumstance, you have to really understand that as a kingdom vessel or a kingdom leader, some of the things that you go through is not necessarily just for you to go through. But as you go through this, and as God is teaching you, and as God is testing you, and as God is building your faith and building your character through this trying time, he uses this as a tool that you can teach other people. And so what I want you to understand and recognize is that some of us may go through some tests that are very trying, that it may test your inner core, that make you challenge everything in your faith, that make you challenge everything that you know about God, something that can strike you, that strikes you and strikes your very inner core, or something like a family member passing, or something like your marriage is on a rocky situation, or a friend has left you, or all kind of different situations and problems and circumstances God may use to test your character. How many of you know that God is only using that situation to build some things in you? Now, I know you may question God and say, God, why do you have to use such drastic measures to reach me in order for me to be built up for your kingdom, in order for me to move into this next level, move into this next assignment in my life? Why do you have to use my pain as a qualification to move me into the next level? Well, one thing pain does, it is an indicator. And how many of you know it is a process of the present? When do you go through pain? You go through praying in your present time. So it is actually created by feeling. And so what we have to really understand is that what God is testing, can we use our spiritual source, which is his spirit being poured inside of us, to combat our fleshly mindset or what we go through or how we feel? And so what God does is he uses a pain as a tool to test our spiritual maturity, to test how can we go through certain situations and can we overcome them? Because the reason why God does that is because he has a set place for us, or a set assignment, or a set task that he has for us. And so what he does is he uses these different tests. He uses our pain, all that, to perfect us, to equip us, to use all this so we can have a catalog of remembrance to know how to navigate through a situation. And so as we go throughout this situation, as we face pain, as we face these tests, as we face these struggles and trials, what that does is it builds our most holy faith. How many of you know when you go through a situation, when you go through a test, when you go through all these different things, that as you begin to go throughout the situation, As a kingdom leader, believer, and as a kingdom leader, you begin to trust God. Now, some of us may act out the situation in our fleshly mindset. That's also a understanding of immaturity. You need to understand that no matter what you go through, that as you begin to trust God, He will lead you out your own situation. He will lead you out and be a navigator. And I believe the Bible says, "Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me." So you can be in the very process of death. You can be in the very process where everything is coming against you. But your faith that is being used as a tool and as an activator for your belief that builds you up, what you understand is, yea, I may be in the process of hell. Yea, I may be in Gehenna. Yea, I may be in a situation where it seems like everything is overbearing. But we have to understand is that God is with me. And so yet I may be in the process of darkness, but I have my light and my lamp that guides me and covers me, yet I may be in this process of darkness. Yea, that I might not even see how God is navigating me out of this situation. I understand and recognize that because I have covenant with the Father, that He's already working on my situation or on my behalf because I am His kingdom vessel. And so what you have to realize or understand or recognize throughout this situation is, yea, that you may feel pain, yea, that you may go through these situations, and yes, the situations may be tough. What you have to realize and recognize is that this is only a test to move me further in a new assignment. And so to receive glory, you have to go through pain in God's kingdom. To receive glory, you have to go through tests. Because your pain is a currency to move into the next level of spiritual growth in God. Now, I know it's crazy. Now, I know it's ludicrous. Why would God use this pain as a currency to grow me up, to equip me? Because as you go through this and as you serve for God's kingdom, what it teaches you about is servanthood. See, the currency to be built up or glorified in God's kingdom is only through servanthood. No money can buy this blessing. No money can buy the favor of God that's upon you. No money can buy the anointing that God has put on your life. No money can buy that. The only way that you can be built up, the only way that you can get more wisdom is by consecrating, is by serving. It's by having a relationship with God. And that's when He will pour Himself more inside of you. His Spirit will be poured more inside of you. And so as you begin to consecrate, as you begin to do those things that hurt your body, consecrating is a process where you give up those things that you like and you move into a sense of maturity to say, I'm going to connect with God on a more greater level. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a sacrifice and consecrate so I can move into this next level of God. Just like fasting, just like prayer. You know, some of us don't want to pray all the time, but we understand that because we are called to our Father, He has an assignment for us. We use prayer as a tool, as a weapon, as a currency to connect with God, to understand the Father more. We have to realize or recognize that prayer is for us, it's not for God. And so what we use prayer for is for God to equip us, for God to build us, for God to let His favor and His anointing stay and cover us and protect us and let His grace reign in our life. And so that's what we use prayer for. And that prayer is a real weapon that you can use. And as you come out of prayer, you should be changed. As you come out of prayer, there should be a difference in your life. Every time that you come out of prayer, there should be a total change. The definition of revolution is a complete or momentous change. or momentous change. And so what happens is every day that you pray, there should be a revolution in your spiritual life. You should not come out of your prayer chamber the same way, but God should speak to you a way and pour inside your consciousness his spirit, so that as you begin to move into your spiritual walk, you would have God's spiritual wisdom to know how to navigate. So every time you seek the Father, there should be a revolution in your life and in your spiritual growth. A sudden and momentous change should happen every time you seek God, because as you begin to seek God, what he begin to do is change and turn around your life and move you into the next season, or a newer season, or a fresher season, with a fresher understanding and a fresher mindset, and a renewal of your mind and a renewal of how to navigate and know how to move with spiritual wisdom. And you'll be equipped and built up, and you will have power to know how to operate and navigate. This was a very great, powerful podcast on the day. We thank God for you, all of our partners, for listening to us on today. We're going to sign off for now. Join us at 9:30 a.m. for Mornings with Chief Apostle. We're live on Facebook Live and Periscope. And you can always catch our rebroadcast on YouTube or at the Light City Church app. We thank you for partnering with us every day. God bless you. We love you. And remember, before I signed off, with God, you're always empowered. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, empowered day.